SPVA conference meet, Coach. You're pumped up, ready to go. Boy, I'm sure you've thawed out by now from that very cold Hershey Mike Troxell invite the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, boy, that was probably the coldest meet we've had in a while. You know, when we got there, it was 38 degrees, and I looked down at one point, and it had gotten down to 36, well, after about an hour. But, you know, it kind of evened out, and though it stayed, you know, kind of low 40s and kind of windy, you know, I thought the kids did a really nice job of hanging in there and competing. We actually ended up with a lot of good marks across the board. So, yeah, cold, but I think it was a good day, a useful day. I think we got better, and hey, if it happens to be 40 degrees at districts, we'll be able to say that we've done it once before. So
exactly. Boy, this boys division SBVA, Carl, is gonna be a doozy. You beat St. Pat's by just a point the other day. They're there. Everybody else, this is gonna be a fun boys division to watch, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, like you said, St. Pat's is loaded with top end athletes. You know, Hershey is deeper and better than we've seen them in a long time. Really, Coach Lloyd and those guys have really done a great job with that program. You know, Valentine coming in, we know. You know, unfortunately, I don't think Isaac Cronin will be there, but you know, that's one of the best track athletes in the state. But still, you know, the Bebow twins and some of those guys, they're going to be very good. You know, Mitchell coming in, they've got a hurdler and a few other guys that are going to make this thing, you know, a good meet, are going to really contribute to the meet. So, yeah, I mean, it's loaded and you know, along with a lot of the original SPVA teams, Kimball's got a bunch of good guys, good vaulters and some other guys. So it should be a doozy.
I know everybody goes to that discus ring and wants to know, is Noah going to throw up at 208 or 209? And the other day at the Mike Troxell meet, he over 200 again, wasn't it?
Yeah, 202.11, I think. And I mean, it was not an ideal day to throw. The wind was pushing a little bit where it could help, but you know, they didn't have a ton of room up that right sector. It kind of when you hit about 180, 190, it actually started to climb a hill and stuff. So you know, he had to be pretty intentional, not only about, you know, about direction and those type of things to try to, you know, maximize what he was doing. So you know, we, with the conditions and the cold and everything, you know, we were pretty happy with all of our throwers. I think we went 1 through 4 in the discus, you know, so we were happy with our throwers and Noah's, it's a must see right now. Everywhere we go, there's a pretty big crowd around the discus ring.
Boy, Lucas Freeze really turned in a good performance. A couple of good ones in the hurdles, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew this was coming and we're going to continue to, I think we're going to continue, especially in the highs, to see some drops from Luke. We haven't talked a whole lot about it because he's just chosen to kind of push through it, but he's had a hip flexor issue that's really kind of been a ding on him all year, but he's just continued to get better and that little injury is still there, but he's really learning how to manage it, and I think we've got some even, you know, bigger improvement coming from Luke. But yeah, he sits second now. He actually broke Easton's meet record in the 300 hurdles there in Hershey, which that's pretty good company when you know you're chasing the 300 meter Class C all-time record holder. So we're very happy with where Luke's at.
I know you got this one. You got the best Midwest and the DCS Twilight with three left before districts. You feel like, hey, we're in a good spot right now.
I do. I was just talking to, you know, we had the McCook JV meet yesterday, so a lot of our younger guys were there in McCook. So just took some time to talk to our juniors and seniors mostly, and we just talked about where we are, you know, and what needs to happen over the course of, like you say, the next 2.5 weeks. And you know, it's easy to start getting to this point and kind of feeling like the hay's in the barn a little bit. But we've seen, you know, one of the things that's really marked our program here in the last 5 or 6 years is we've seen some really, really big improvement in these last couple of weeks as we start to put, you know, kind of the real detail into it, the finishing touches a little bit, you know, kind of hammer out. It's kind of, the boys like to hear this, but kind of hammer out two or three of our last, they probably only have maybe a couple, maybe three really good hard workouts left in the year, and then it's just track meets and trying to get ourselves ready to be as good as we can be at district. So it's coming quick. The end is near.
I know you've won a lot of SBVA conference titles, Chase County girls and boys for that matter, but this one can be maybe the closest it's been in a while, would you think?
No, definitely. Like I said, St. Pat's has been, right there with us a few times. I think the last time we didn't win it, I might be wrong on the exact time frame here, but maybe 8 years ago, something like that. St. Pat's got us 1 year, and then, we came back and have been there ever since. But, we're a little bigger school, and we have pretty good participation. We usually have between 40 and 50 kids out, so that really gives us a big advantage with depth, in the conference meet. So, we always make it a goal. Like I told the boys yesterday, all the meets that we run, like points take care of themselves, and we don't worry about winning track meets very often, SPVA is the one where it's points, right? Like we're trying to score as many points for our program as we can. I asked some guys to do a few extra things in their schedule on these days and to kind of maximize our scoring potential. So we kind of try to make this one about team more than anything. And then, from there on after Friday, then it's about each individual getting themselves ready and seeing how many guys we can get qualified.